Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
For too long, we have said America is better than this. America is better than Trump. Come on, guys. It's the Joe Biden line, right? Come on, guys. Come on. No, Joe, we're not. We're not better. We're not better than this. We are this. And we can never get better than this if we don't confront who we are, if we don't confront what we are, if we don't confront why we want the things that we want, right? Because that is the first step to recovery, right? You don't get over being a drug addict by saying, I don't got no problem. No. You get over being a drug addict by hitting rock bottom and admitting that you have a problem that needs to be addressed. Trump is not the cause of any of this. America is the cause of Trump, not the other way around. And we have to deal with that, right? And I particularly noted what you said on TV because you were like the only one who did, or one of the only people who kind of got that aspect of it, that this was a demand from this country to have him reinstall. That's why it's like to me so different than 2016, not just because like 2016 shock, oh my God, what happened, right? I always used to joke that in 2016, the people who were most surprised were educated black people like us.
Right.
Because we were like, Chad would never do that, man. Right? Like our the people in the hood, people didn't have the opportunities that you and I have had. They knew. You know, it's that Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock sketch. Black people knew what white people were capable of. As brothers like us, we're like, oh my God, no way, Matthew Higginbotham III. No way, man. That was 2016. That ain't now. America knew exactly what it was voting for now. Yeah. And the Americans that stayed home, they knew also exactly what they were staying home about.
And the beauty of that, those folks, this is my interpretation, could be wrong, but I doubt it, was that it was almost like Pontius Pilate.
Right? Right? I wash my hands of your demolition.
There you go. I'm like, no, you can't blame me. I wrote somebody's name in, or I didn't even bother to go to the polls. When you look at the number of people, both candidates underperformed their 2020 election vote.
I will say just really quickly, part of that is not just COVID, but part of that is that it was easier to vote in 2020. Part of why the votes were suppressed was because after 2020, a bunch of states were like, we're going to make it totally harder to vote. And again, at some point, we will get into the Democratic Party's complicity in all of this. But like, you know, it's one of the reasons why both candidates underperformed, because it was literally harder to vote this time. But I mean, look, at core, this is what the country asked for. And now, I think the real question is that we have to live with it. People get the government they deserve. That's not me. That's Thomas Jefferson. Right. Yep. And I know that a lot of people who didn't vote for him, a lot of people who worked hard against him. Even since I wrote that article, I've gotten a lot of, you know, feedback, pushback from people who worked very hard against them, being like, well, I didn't want this. I did everything that I could. And at an individual level, nobody deserves it. Right. I am a crazy liberal, which means that at an individual level, I don't even think the Trump people deserve it individually. The people who voted for their own deportation do not deserve to be deported. They will be, They will be. I'm not saying they deserve it, right? Nobody deserves to die because of the way they voted, right? But as a country, as a nation, as a people, we deserve every bit of what Trump's about to bring to us.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching. We did some interviews on MSNBC with members of this particular family where I think the father is here illegally. His wife is legal. Children, obviously illegal. They were born here. And so the question was, well, are you concerned about being deported or, you know, rallied, you know, pulled up and out of your home? And they were like, oh, no, no, they're only going to do that to criminals. Right. And I was sitting there going, well, you know, if that is here illegally, that's a crime.
They think it only happens to bad people, right?
Right.
It reminds me of so this is a really dated reference, but in my defense, I was real small when I saw this the first time, right? I have since seen it again, but there's an old Twilight Zone episode where the man brings a button. It's a kind of old 1950s house, brings a button covered by a dome into the house, right?
Right.
And the guy says, if you push this button, something terrible will happen to somebody you don't know, but we'll give you $1 million, right? We'll change your life, right? And so the family, the whole episode is like, whether or not the family pushes the button. Near the end of the episode, I think it's the wife like rips open the cover, pushes the button, money falls, gets $1 million. And then the guy comes back and takes the button away. And they're like, well, where are you taking the button? And he goes, to somebody you don't know. Like, they always think somebody they don't know is somebody else. They play the string all the way out to the end and realize the somebody they don't know is them.
Yeah.
And that is profoundly important. And that is what is about to happen to a lot of these people, a lot of the people who voted for him, a lot of the people who didn't vote at all. And unfortunately, a lot of the people who voted against him.
Yeah.
A lot of people tried to stop it. And so one of the things, and I want to actually ask you a question.
Sure.
About whether or not you're seeing this, because what I am seeing in my community, in my Black communities, in my Black network, is it's a very different conversation that I'm having in my Black networks versus my white networks. It just is.
It just is.
And the difference of vitriol and betrayal that I'm hearing in my Black networks, especially from Black women, is real, right? I'm hearing a real sense of like, these people have stabbed us in the back for the last time. I'm not lifting a finger again. I'm not helping them again. And people need to understand that like, people don't generally understand how much the Democratic Party is reliant upon the volunteer labor of Black women at an operational level, at a literal, like when the Democratic Party is talking about putting boots on the ground, the boots are heels. And the people on the ground are Black women, right? Yeah. They are the aunts and grandmothers who are actually stuffing the mail in the envelopes, right?
Yeah.
And licking the stamps and doing the door-to-door kind of work. And if those women are like, screw this, you're talking about taking out the Democratic Party's beast of operation at its knees. And I have never seen Black women, Black people generally, but Black women specifically, react to an election loss quite like this, because the feeling of betrayal.
Well, that's why.
From the white women, obviously, from the Latino community, the feeling of betrayal is so very real. I don't know how quickly or easily you're.
It's not. The Democrats have a real problem on their hands, and it's multifaceted. It is along ideological lines with this progressive wing, which now, which I've talked to some progressives who feel that they did not pursue the right kind of policies to really animate. It's not, it's not the Gaza stuff. It's more, again, economic conversations that to the extent that there were certain policies that were produced by the administration, they weren't protected by the administration. So, for example, the student loan program was just left to rot on the vine and be, you know, it's like you take the body and you throw it out in the desert and you wonder why the buzzards are eating it. Well, it's because you threw the body in the desert. So you have this real sense out there of the Democratic Party confronting a potential implosion around what you're saying, where that base is all of those coalitions, all the coalitions that were created to form what we know as the Democratic Party are now in their own lanes, and some are starting to drive away. And that's going to be a real problem. There are a lot of conservatives who are gleeful for that, because what they think is that sets them up in 28 and beyond to hold that line with a fractured Democratic Party. And as one put it to me the other night, everyone thought that our party would be the one to blow up and it'll be the Democrats. And I looked at them and said, oh, dude, our party blew up in 2010, 12, 11. We've been dead for a while. This is a zombie walking here. This MAGA is zombie land. Don't think you got something here that's, you know, sustainable. I said, when the Democrats ever get their act together, it's a different ball game for you. But you make the right point about that aspect of all of this with Black women. Like you, I've had a lot of hot conversations, a lot of anger over this, particularly given that yet again, as one sister put it to me, we've been screwed by white women. 53% of white women, given everything they know about this man, from grabbing by the pussy to, you know, taking away their reproductive health, stood in line and pulled the lever for that. And so there is that. That's where a lot of that betrayal kind of centers. You look at the energy for Kamala coming out of the gate. It was Black women that jump started that whole thing with that Zoom call of 400,000 women. Raising $5-6 million, and it didn't seem to matter. And then, of course, you know, as I put it, she had to run a flawless campaign, jumping over every hoop, explaining herself, her Blackness, her womanhood to every white man and every white news agency on the planet, while Donald Trump's basically sat there visually in a diaper drooling, spewing bullshit, and no one seemed to care. And now here we are, and folks want to look at them and said that they should have done more.
Yeah, it's really not flying in my networks. Nobody wants to hear that. You know, you say it's not the Gaza thing. You know, people have noticed that while this was a stunning Trump victory across the board in Michigan, where the Palestinian vote was most loudly withheld, y'all notice that pro-Israeli Jewish senator, Democratic senator, Elise Slotkin, she hung on to her seat, but Harris lost, right? Pro-Israeli Senator Ruben Gallego, he won his seat, but Harris lost Arizona by a lot, right? So, like, you see all of these incongruencies all over the place, and it really makes it pretty clear that Harris's first problem was her biggest problem. She was a woman. She was a Black woman. And that was just not something that white women or Latino men were going to vote for. I will note, just not to, you know, I will note that all this talk about
that,
that didn't seem to happen now, did it? That seems like Black men actually showed up again and voted for the Black lady. I'm just saying that the media, we spent like half a summer talking about like what that man going to do in the barbershop. And we were on our job. We were on our job like we always are. I just wanted to point that out in case people hadn't seen that particular exit poll, right? But look, I mean, this is the look. I'm doing it. I try not to, like, I'm devolving into the blame game, and like that's not helpful. It's not constructive. I'm only pointing it out because it becomes a real issue if the people who did the work, if the people who put in the work, feel abandoned and betrayed by the rest of the coalition. Democrats cannot exist as currently constituted without coalition politics. And I believe, I fear that this final Trump reelection has driven a serious wedge and done serious damage to the Democratic coalition the Democrats rely on to get elected. And that goes to your point. Trump has killed most likely both parties.
Yeah.
Right? He killed the Republicans long ago. And as you say, like, people who think that he didn't kill the Republicans are falling for the okie doke. It's a different party. They got the same name, right?
But a different party.
But, you know, I'm a Met fan. Before one of the playoff games, they had the Temptations play for the Mets, open the game for the Mets. It wasn't the real Temptations because they all dead, but it's the group that has the name The Temptations, right?
Yeah.
And that's the Republican Party, right? They are still the Republican Party, but it ain't anything to do
right.
with the party of Reagan other than the name. Democrats are most likely about to go through a similar internal revolution. So whatever comes out might still be called the Democratic Party, but it ain't going to have crap to do with Bill Clinton, or it ain't going to have crap to do with FDR or something like, you know what I'm saying? But it's not going right. to be, it's not going to be the way it was. That Obama coalition, let me put it like that. The Obama coalition, that's dead.
That's dead.
Trump killed that.
Yeah. Effectively killed that.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.